Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Numbers 347 to 418. MR Number 411, The Spiritual Significance of Baptism. Many parents conclude that because their children have been baptized, that they are therefore quite safe. But baptism is not necessarily an evidence that the converting power of God is constantly at work in the daily life of the individual. 106, 1909, page 2. To our churches in Oakland and Berkeley, September 26, 1909. In the place of devoting your powers to theorizing, Christ has given you a work to do. His commission is, "Go throughout the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." There is to be the imprint of the sacred name, baptizing the believers in the name of the threefold powers in the heavenly world. The human mind is impressed in this ceremony, the beginning of the Christian life. It means very much. The work of salvation is not a small matter, but so vast that the highest authorities are taken hold of by the expressed faith of the human agency. The three great and glorious heavenly characters are present on the occasion of baptism. All the human capabilities are to be henceforth consecrated powers to do service for God in representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon whom they depend. All heaven is represented by these three in covenant relation with the new life. Released March 11th, 1975.